When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome you to the Sunstroke House. This is Sports Talk. I have, we wrangled him down. We got Taylor Hollingsworth. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
And Matt Patton.
Hey, hey.
Glad y'all are taking the time to be with us. Man, what is the occasion tonight? Sunstroke House, part of a tour?
Yes, sir. We're on tour. Matt plays with Laura Jane Grace and the Mississippi Medicals, and I'm opening up the shows with another band called Cat Bite. And we had tonight off, and this was perfectly in the middle of where we were last night and where we got to be tomorrow.
Can't beat that.
So I hit up Miss Jamie Nettles and asked if she would be interested in doing a show, and here we are.
Yes, great to have you back, man. This is where we met, where I met you and Brad.
Yeah.
It's a big part of, like, where a lot of music discovery really happened for me.
Yeah. It's where it all began.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a good show tonight. We got Matt playing alongside you. Yeah. So a little bit about the tour so far. Louisville, Memphis.
Yeah.
Here. Pensacola tomorrow.
Yeah.
Any new places or somewhere y'all ain't seen in a while?
I'm not even sure, man. I mean, I think I've played all these cities at some point before, but it's been a while. I mean, Florida for me is, I've played all the cities, but I don't think I've ever played them solo like I'm doing for this, so that's cool. You know, I might have played a couple solo, like when I'm back when I had the band, the solo band, but yeah.
So did back like Connor Oberst or?
Definitely played some of them with Connor, yeah.
What about the record you're promoting? Was this done at Dialback?
It was, yeah.
A little bit about the process, man. How'd y'all do it?
We pretty much just, we mic'd my foot, stomping on the floor, and then we got several different guitar signals. I ran one direct, I ran one through an amp, and I ran one through, I can't even remember, direct, amp. We put a mic on it, that was electric, and then we basically recorded me and Matt playing together live. And then I overdubbed my vocals on this record. And then overdubbed some percussion. That's about it, really. Isn't it? Yeah, that's about it.
Do y'all have any other help sit in for some of the songs?
Have any what?
Any other help? Anybody else sit in?
We had a guy.
Yeah, Ricky Burkhead, that teaches percussion at Ole Miss, came and did some percussion, you know, did some bongos and did some, like, He put together some interesting pieces on the fly, just from things that are in the studio, congas.
And then Jay played a...
Yeah, Jay Gonzalez from the Truckers played a little keys here and there. And,
oh, very cool.
Yeah.
But it's pretty minimal, you know. We want to keep this kind of project that me and Matt are doing right now. We've already recorded the next, you know, the tracking for the next record as well. We're keeping them minimal, so they're very much like the show, like the live performance, you know?
Yeah, so most of the time Taylor plays, you know, by himself these days, so...
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to get too crazy so that things, when you see Taylor live, still seem...
Yeah, we're not adding melodic stuff or anything that would
that
be
you're
missing.
Gonna miss.
Yeah,
you know?
We're just adding sonic, like, textures to it, but we're not adding any, like, parts.
Yeah, man.
So,
well, Matt, give us a little update on where Dialback is right now. What's going on there, and how people can help you? buy some records.
Buy some records.
Buy some records, please.
It's hard these days.
Yeah, I have the Dialback Sound has a Bandcamp that has the entire catalog that's in print. So, I'm begging folks to go there and pick up some records from me. I put them in the mail myself.
And he just got distribution as well for the label, so they'll also be in the record store.
Another way to help is, you know, if you know that there's a release on Dialback, now that I have distribution, through a company called Secretly Distribution,
okay,
which is part of the Secretly Canadian record label. And they're everywhere, so it's anybody who has an independent record store in their town should be able to go in, and if they don't see my releases, they should be able to ask for it, and it should be very easy to get those releases in your town.
So right now there's three that have just come out. What are those three?
Yeah, there's one that came out Friday on the 30th of August. It's Will Griffith from Oxford, Mississippi, and his project is called The Great Dying, and they're on tour right now as well. And in fact, they played Pensacola last night, and we're playing there tomorrow night. So
chasing tails.
We are. There's a few shows like that on this run where we're just kind of missing them. But Will's new record with The Great Dying is called A Constant Goodbye, and it's kind of an outsider Americana project. It goes a lot of different places within that realm. You know, it has like some southern rock. Your next track is more of like a Western sort of operetta type thing.
Yeah, sure.
It moves along into like some power pop type stuff, some shoegaze type stuff. Flip the record over and it starts out with kind of a Buck Owens type thing, and then it moves to more of like a darker Magnetic Fields type thing with beats, and it just keeps
ever-changing,
sort of going places, you know, all within sort of like that darker twangy sort of country world that Will lives in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow I have an EP by Laura Jane Grace and the Mississippi Medicals that I play in. You know, Laura Jane came up in the band Against Me.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And was big in sort of the folk punk and some of the hardcore punk circles out of Gainesville, Florida. You know, that's kind of where she got her start.
How'd she wind up around Water Valley?
Well, you know, it's like we started kind of talking a little bit on Twitter a few years ago. And then we had a mutual friend that kind of, you know, we both trusted, that told each one of us that it'd be all right if we met and worked together, you know. So she asked me to come up to St. Louis and play bass on the Hole in My Head record that came out earlier this year.
Right on.
So that's the first time I met. We've
been playing and recording.
We, like, you know, basically just met up and shook hands and went to the studio and made a record together, you know.
Right on. Very cool.
And then in September, and then in December of last year, she came down and brought the rest of the Medicals, and we made an EP that's coming out tomorrow. So, and it's called Give an Inch.
Right on. So Pensacola will be blessed with that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right on. Anything else to do there?
Well, yeah, we got Taylor's record coming out on October the 4th. Mm-hmm. So that'll be my third release since distribution has picked up. So
very cool.
Exciting times.
And that is the record that you're touring tonight, right?
That's the record I'm selling tonight. Yeah, Yohola.
Right on, man. Every song I've heard off of it so far, I've really enjoyed. Columbus has been blessed to hear a couple songs of it. You've been lighting Columbus up.
Yeah, I like coming to Columbus.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Got the boys over here. Shout out to Monk. I wanted to go back in the history just a little bit. How did y'all two get to meet?
We met at the Nick in Birmingham. God, I don't even know, 2001?
1999 or 2000 or 2000, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I moved to Birmingham right before the fall in 99. And just slowly started kind of meeting people.
I knew Matt was in the Dexateens at that time, and I was already a fan of the Dexateens. I had been turned on to them via a burned CD that a friend of mine gave me. That was just their, it was like when they were still, they sounded like almost like the Quadrajets kind of shit. It was just straight punk. They hadn't even added the twang stuff to it yet, from what I'd heard. And I already thought it was cool. I was just like, this is cool. I liked the energy at the time. I was really listening to a lot of punk rock type stuff, and very soon after, John Smith, their guitar player, you know, who had brought this twang to the band that I just loved, he moved off, and that was right after me and Matt had started playing together in this band called Cutgrass. And as soon as John moved, they were in the need for a lead guitar player to cover those parts, and Matt, you know, got me in. He brought me into the band, so I was real excited. You know,
around what record was that? Well, that would have been after the Headphones, wouldn't it?
Well, no, that was before any record had been released. And then they released the Headphones record around that time, and I guess I did the tour for that. When we went to England for the first time, and we went and we did a bunch of stuff in the South, was that had to have been the Headphones record, right? That we were selling?
I don't really remember.
I mean, I don't either, but we had to have had something to be selling, so it had to have been that Headphones record. And then, shortly after, I started a solo, you know, that was around the time when I started doing my own solo stuff.
I think you're right. I think it was the first record that the Dexateens did for Estrus Records, which had the Headphones on the front of it.
Yeah.
And I think by the time we got around to putting the second record out with Estrus, that John had come back.
Yeah, I had
to the band.
I had left to do my solo stuff.
Because we toured Europe again with John.
Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right.
The solo stuff, would that have been Spider Eaters?
That would have been Taylor and the Puffs, first CD, and then right after that, Tragic City solo record that I did.
Right on. Then what about the years that they've gone by, man, just between y'all two, like just staying friends and staying up, just as, I mean, wouldn't be long after that, Drive-By Truckers, and you'd be on the road a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you was holding it down in Birmingham?
At the time, I was living in Birmingham, yeah. Matt was in Birmingham. We lived together for a while. And then pretty much up until Matt got married and then moved to Mississippi.
Taylor was in my wedding.
Yeah. I was in the wedding. Yeah, I mean, we were just like best friends the very moment we met. Yeah. I mean, the very first night we met, me and Matt walked off from the Nick and ditched everybody, and we went just wandering around bar hopping by ourselves.
Best friends.
Yeah, I mean, it was
on ever since.
It was
instant. Yeah. What about like just up to the projects today that y'all are working on? Like just through the years, what are some other projects y'all done together? Countless.
I mean, we've just probably played on a ton of stuff together. Dead Fingers. I know Matt came and played bass on a lot of the Dead Finger stuff.
Yeah, before I owned the studio, Taylor came out there to Water Valley to record the Dead Fingers records, and I played on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, between the Dexatines, Dead Fingers, my solo stuff.
Yeah, you know, I played some bass for SDX.
That was a band with me and Sweet Dog, who was the original drummer for the Dexatines. We started a little duo thing for a while, and then we made a record, and then we ended up filling up the sound and got Matt to play a lot. And
I'd love to call Taylor for session stuff, you know, for other artists.
Yeah, like we got a session we're doing next month. I'm driving to Water Valley to play guitar on a record Matt's doing.
Yeah, who's that going to be with, if you can say anything about it?
There's a woman coming down from Chicago, Sarah Jean Stevens, that does good like Americana country stuff.
Okay.
I think Taylor's going to be a good fit for that.
Yeah, man, that's got to be nice to kind of be in that place now. You've got all these heavy hitters you can call on, and
we're calling Jason Lucia from Birmingham for that session as well, which, you know, he's done a lot of playing with me and Taylor, including in Cutgrass, which was the first band that we were in together. So we've had a long history playing with Jason as well.
Mm-hmm. Right on, man. What about the rest of this tour and the record, and what you up to, Taylor? What's going on with you lately?
So just this tour, trying to sell these records. Large Ane was kind enough to let me onto the tour. She's super cool. I mean, she's just like so punk rock in the real sense, you know, like community sense. Like, she supports Matt. She's helped support the label. She's helping me, you know. I mean,
it didn't take any explaining to Laura Jane. I think she recognized what was happening here, like, immediately. You know,
yeah.
It's more than a label. It's more of a collective and a family, you know. Like, back when the Dexatines were on Estrus Records, you know, it's not like everybody was close-knit, but everyone on that label sort of helped each other out. You know, you knew that if another band on Estrus was in the town you were playing, that they were going to come out, they were going to bring some people, they were maybe going to get on the bill with you, they were going to put you up, and they were going to help out, they were going to put some flyers out. And, you know, I'm sort of trying to recreate that kind of thing, like, you know, a family. There's, you know, there's not a huge music scene in Oxford. You know, there's not really anything, you know, too organized happening in Water Valley either, you know. So it's just like bringing people that I know, you know, trying to attract people down to the studio, you know, is key, because there's not that scene to kind of
build on,
to, you know, coalesce around the studio. You know, in a place like Athens, Georgia, there is all that community that can really make a name for a place, you know, and I don't have that where I'm at. So bringing these people in, you know, and creating a community and a family that way is very key. And, you know, Laura Jane understood that. You know, she just immediately, she was like, yes, I'll put label bands on the tour with us, you know, like, I mean, you know, and I want to put this record out, you know, that we made here with you. And, you know,
yes,
she seemed to kind of understand the collective nature of it.
And that's really cool on her level, you know. Not many artists are like that,
right,
these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like what you're describing with Dialback, man, is to getting those people, like, it's good for the record too.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole tour is kind of, it's not so much built around one band anymore. It's built around what the whole group has. That's great.
Right.
Any kind of festivals or things beginning to open up for Dialback, or like from some of these folks?
What do you mean?
Like, as far as, like, I guess they handle their own booking, but just like maybe plans down the road, is like, y'all do like a Dialback, some kind of a jam day to bring people out to the community or out to the studio?
I thought about it. You know, it's something that I am interested in. You know, it's just, I'm sure it's going to occur to me, like,
how,
what it needs to be, and then when I figure out exactly what it needs to be, how to do it. You know, I'm involved in things like, you know, I plan a reunion. I've been helping plan a reunion for a bar called The Chucker that I went to all the time in college in Tuscaloosa. And I've started doing a yearly event based around, you know.
Is it not at Druid City Brewing, though?
It's at Druid City. Yep. This year's event's October 5th. And so this is about getting, you know, the community that was part of that bar, you know, hanging out again and seeing one another again and, you know, encouraging some of those bands to play again and, you know, kind of replace the hole that left at least once a year, you know, getting together and seeing one another again.
I think Ham and, what is it, Blip, Singular was one of the groups. Mm-hmm. I think I was at the last show. I think the Blips were there too, right? Had Blip and Blips.
What show?
At the last Chucker event at Druid City.
Oh, you went to that?
I want to say I did. Yeah, it was Ham Bagby. Is that right?
No.
I'm a different
Blip event. Yeah, I think Blip. You're thinking of a different one. There Blip. Was another event.
Blip yeah. did play, though.
Okay.
They played that night. But they played since.
I might be getting two fused together.
Yeah, there might be.
Either way.
Because the Blips didn't play, but we did play some other event there with a bunch of bands.
Last year was the 20th anniversary of the bar closing, and it closed on Halloween night in 2003.
Way to go out.
We wanted to mark that, you know, event, so we had a big two-day blowout in Tuscaloosa called the Chucker Weekender. And we've decided to do smaller yearly events and maybe every 5 years do a big weekender. So this year on October 5th, we're doing the Chucker Meetup for a day.
Yeah. It's good to have like Bo Hicks and guys like that around, man.
Absolutely.
Who believes in the spirit of doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about just on the local, new t-shirts, anything coming out?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
I got new t-shirts, I believe, for this tour. I'm not sure if they're new to you. You might have seen the design. I reprinted the
racetrack?
Race car design. I figured I'd do one more pressing of that one because it sells real good. And I'm hitting so many new places that I haven't been selling that shirt, so.
Yes, you'll probably see it here tonight.
I've got it down there tonight, and I've got some other older shirts that I've had just, you know, that I sell off my website mostly, but I brought all that stuff for this tour, so I got a lot of merch on this tour.
Well, dude, what you been learning lately? What's been on your mind? Could be outside of music. What you been thinking about? Or reading?
I just started reading this book by a friend of mine, Arinda Fink. She's one of the singer-songwriters in a band called Azure Ray.
Flower Moon.
Yeah, Flower Moon has put out some Azure Ray, and Azure Ray was also a Saddle Creek band. They were pretty big for a while, and she had a real interesting childhood. Her mom was claimed to be a witch, and so
what part of the country?
Oneonta, Alabama.
Good place to be one.
So Arinda grew up, you know, as a child, believing, you know, her mom, and it kind of, so I'm not very far in. My wife, I bought the book, and then my wife stole
picked it up
immediately. She read it, but she finished it right before I left for tour, so she gave it to me to read on tour. So I just started it, but it's you know, sad. It's a lot of, you know, sad stuff, but
I hear it's amazing.
It's, yeah, that's, everybody is.
Yeah, I can't wait to read it. Everybody I've talked to said it's amazing.
Right.
Yes, it's got to be interesting.
It's called The Witch's Daughter.
Witch's Daughter.
By Arinda Fink. Yep.
I'll have to check that out. I've been, it's by Jerry Klickstein. He wound up homeless on Skid Row out in Los Angeles and was addicted to heroin. And he's a comedian now. And, like, his story of how he got out of that. Like, yeah. Was still homeless when he got clean and bringing himself out. Called it Crooked Smile because it was an incredibly dark story, but he chose to, like, spin it in a way that'll make you laugh rather than be, like, seeing all the darkness. It's been an interesting read.
Yeah.
I've been into that kind of stuff, like, a lot of autobiographies, stories of shit. I mean, every one of us, a little bit of a different tale.
Yeah.
What they came up in. I couldn't, like, with Arinda, I couldn't imagine that coming up in Oneonta like that.
Yeah.
Small town.
It's a good. Adding the, you know, I mean, sometimes the only way to talk about it, your dark past or darkness is to laugh about it. I mean, you know, it's good to have a sense of humor about it because. You know, I don't know.
Beats crying about it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it does do that.
Yeah. It's, often find that, you know, it's funny, like, songwriters who write really sad songs and sing really slow, sad songs, a lot of the times are, in my experience, are usually pretty happy people, you know? And it's funny because I feel like a lot of times dark people, you know, I mean, I'm speaking for sure about myself, but, you know, I carry around some darkness in there, and when I'm writing songs, I try to write kind of happy songs. You know what I mean? I want to get away from the darkness.
Yeah. Someone happy who's trying to go dark. What about with the art, man? Like, is that kind of a new media for you to kind of help express some things maybe you couldn't do a song?
I enjoy the art. Yeah, I still do it. I've got my art hanging up in Birmingham right now. But yeah, still doing art. It's usually kind of my morning routine. I get up, take Ava to school, and work on art for a few hours. And then I switch over to music.
Yeah, I was catching up with Abe last night at Proud Larry's, and that was one thing I was curious about. It seemed like he had been so busy touring and opening for other people, it didn't seem like he's had a whole lot of time to just create more art lately, and I was talking to him about that because it kind of ebbs and flows for him as far as what's bread and butter for what he's doing. He's like, I'll come home from a tour, and I'll have 3 or 4 days. I'll try to create something with that, and then I'm moving. I'm back on the road again, and I was like,
yeah, that's tough, especially, you know, when you've got a family and stuff like that, which I believe he has, right?
He's got 3 youngins.
Three kids, right. Yeah. I mean, I've just got the one, and, you know, one little girl and my wife, but I try, you know, very hard to make them my number one priority, you know. Very much a family man. I don't really go out much unless I play so much out, and I play so much locally, you know, so when I'm not playing, I try very much to be home. It's hard to get me out.
Yeah.
You know, very hard.
We did all that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I got it all out in my younger days, and now, you know, even the, you know, you can tell me the, well, any band is playing, and I'm still, you know.
I'll be at the house.
Yeah, I'll be at the house. You know, maybe if the Joey Ramone came back from the dead, you know, you might see me there, but.
I saw them already.
You know, or, you know, Mississippi. If I could see Mississippi John Hurt in the living room, I'd be there for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's plenty of people I would say that about, but yeah, it's you know, I like to be home with my babies.
Right on, man. Well, a little bit about tonight and a little on the Sunstroke is sometimes in the South it's hard to come by a quiet room, and this Sunstroke house and a lot of house shows in this area kind of create a listening room, something that has been forgotten in a lot of areas. Man, how excited are you to be back here at the Sunstroke?
Oh, I love playing the Sunstroke house. It's great. I love Jamie. She's so sweet. She's welcoming. She cooks a big meal for everybody, you know, all out of her own, you know, all on her own dime. I mean, she's just incredible to the artists, you know. She really cares. She gets people out.
How did y'all first meet? How did that, was you and Brad, was that the first time here?
Yeah, that's the first time. Yeah.
How'd that come to be?
Well, that was just me and Brad did a little tour together that week. So he booked that first Sunstroke house. So I opened up for him for that. Yeah. And that's how we met, yeah. That's how I met Jamie. And then she's since then has supported me in many ways. She's bought several pieces of my art. And you know, she comes, like when I played at the other, you know, over at Munson's. You mm-hmm. know, she's come to those. And
she got on to me about that. You know, she's picky about you.
Yeah, I understand
these
that.
Places like Sunstroke are crucial, you know, because...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I prefer it, especially at this age. It's just like, you know, if you're coming to a town, it's one of the first few times you've been there, you don't really know what to expect. These places are godsends because a lot of them have built-in crowds.
You That's
know,
right.
And then the crowds trust, you know, someone like Jamie that they're bringing good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, she's built a reputation for sure. Of having, yeah.
And you know, it's a lot better than like, it can be a lot better than showing up down to the local bar and hoping people show up.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and these guys are, I mean, they're great when it comes to, I mean, after the show is getting a record or two, getting a t-shirt.
Right, exactly. Oh, I love house shows. I honestly kind of prefer house shows if I can get them, you know. I would do a whole freaking tour of house shows if I could get in them, if I knew how to, you know what I mean?
I always liked playing house parties when I was young, you know, wild ones, you know, $5 in a keg.
Yeah.
And now I like the grown-up version too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that way. I mean, Proud Larry's ain't exactly a big place, and I mean, the way they had it set up last night, it was supposed to be somewhat of a listening experience, and I mean, toward the end of the night last night, it kind of reminded me of why I quit going out so much. It's like, this ain't the experience I paid for. I wasn't expecting it, but it wasn't what I paid for. And it wasn't anything against the artists. It was what the crowd did.
Yeah.
It's like I paid 20 or however the amount was to
listen to some songwriters.
Listen to songwriters. I didn't come here to listen to you talk on the telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always usually at these house concerts at this age and this level, it's like people know how to behave at these things, you know, which is nice.
Well, it's funny to me, you know, you go to a place like Proud Larry's or whatever and you play and, you know, people paid money to watch a show and then they talk through the whole show. Like, you paid money to hear this. You don't want to listen?
You know? It's pretty wild.
I guess they just paid to be around a crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Socialize.
Well, speaking of that, we'll do three more questions and we'll walk out of the door. Just as far as, and we talked a little bit about what Dialback has, just as far as keeping up with the both of you, how's the best way to do that?
For me, it's my website is taylorhollingsworth.org, and I've got a little web store. If you order from me, I mail them out just like Matt. I mail them out myself. I usually write a little note in there. So taylorhollingsworth.org. And then I do Instagram, it's at tapdancingdaddy.
Same with the YouTube.
And my YouTube is at Tap Dancing Daddy, and my Facebook is at Tap Dancing Daddy. Those are the only ones I do. Facebook, I really don't do for real. I don't like Facebook. It's weird and complicated and confusing to me. But you know, so I have my Instagram set to where when I post on that, it posts it on to Facebook. I do try to log on. I mean, I get on there sometimes to check the comments and respond if I need to, and I try to look at the messengers if I get them, but, you know, I don't see all of those sometimes because if you're not friended with somebody, you might not see their message or whatever, but you know, I try to look through all that, but I really don't use Facebook. You know, Instagram's the way to reach me if you're going through social media, really.
Right on. And as far as the website, would that work with art, music, or t-shirts?
I stopped selling art on my web store because of the shipping. It was just too difficult. I put so many pieces in the art. I put, like, you know, it's just such mixed media. It's like I use, like, toys or pieces of electronic parts.
May not make it intact.
I've had people tell me that, you know, I shipped it to them, even with all the fragile and everything on there and packing it, something breaks off, and, you know, I have to tell them how to super glue it back on, you know, and stuff like that. So it's also really expensive to ship art because of the awkward size of the painting. It's not the weight. Most people think, you know, you weigh it like you do at the post office, pay the price. But when it's a awkward size, they add these extra charges.
18 by 60.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff. So, you know, I paint on wood, and a lot of the wood is scrap wood, so it's all random sizes, and it's hard to find boxes to fit them in. You know, it's just, I finally just quit, so, I'll drive and meet you to sell a painting, but, or, you know, if I'm making enough money off of it. Otherwise, pretty much a local thing, you know, mostly just people in Birmingham are getting those.
Right on. Matt, Dialback Sound, anything else you'd like to plug as far as keeping up with what you got?
I'm really good about responding. You know, if you hit up my submission form at dialbacksound.com, I'll get back with you. I'm at Dialback Sound on Instagram. I always respond to the DMs. You know, Facebook Messenger, I'll respond to that. You know, I'm at Dialback Sound pretty much anywhere online, you know.
Right on. And you say the best place to buy a record is to go to Bandcamp and
please
do it
there. Please go to Bandcamp and buy records.
Right on.
Need you to.
Right on.
These artists need you to.
Question two, getting ready to kill it, is, man, after tonight heading down to Pensacola, is you going to be getting out of the South any, or is it all Southern?
Oh, no, we're going up to New York.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're doing, you know, we go down to Pensacola, then into Florida, then we go up through Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, New York State, New York City,
Getting around.
Yeah.
All right. And last question to walk it out of the door is, man, what was your favorite part of the conversation?
Favorite part of the conversation tonight?
I think it might have, for me, it might have been Matt trying to remember that tour in England.
Yeah. Yeah, probably talking about the old days.
Yeah. Talking about first meeting and bar hopping and all that, you know.
Yeah. We talk a lot about our old days because we don't do all that crazy shit anymore. So it's fun to laugh about it now. Yeah. Look back on it.
Well, right on. Matt and Taylor, thank y'all so much.
Thank you, man.
Ground.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.